Yeah. Okay, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay, this is always such a split brain experience. It's really exciting. Thank you, Joan, for inviting me to be here tonight. I also am going to ask you not to applaud, not because I'm worried that you'll feel like you have to, but because she was very strict about our time. And I want to whip through these and get to do them. And in fact, I'm not even going to explain them to you, so God help us all. I'll just start. Watching the movie. Childhood's over. Stop wasting yourself on symbols, on the hand with the rose, or the death rituals of ancient illiterates. And don't bother about your horoscope. Every day, the sun rises like a guillotine. It looks down. It sees our gods are lead foil fused with wire and dust. War angels who can't tell a temple from a fortress. And they're hungry, those gods. They must eat. We can distract ourselves with the arcane, but even the smallest truth seen by your own light bangs a drum. So ask yourself, what's really happening in this scene? Rue Saint-Severin, which is a street in Paris, could be anywhere. Dirt and hunger, foreheads burnt, no branded by heat. Backpacks, paper cups, bundles that are everything we own. Beneath the gargoyles, our babies sleep. We used to have houses, once we had windows. Now we live at the edge of the world where sometimes at night the shade lifts his blade. Still, we must rest. We must sleep. We turn away, tucking ourselves into our skin, ignoring the feet that pass, and no one stops. No one says, these stones are not pillows. What prophecy hides in the blur of our breathing? Something is here, and something is coming. Lesson on how to take a lesson. If you know James Simon, this poem is for James. James taught me Tai Chi in old clothes and tennies. This is not the age for angels with lances, he said. Plant your feet, then lean and arrive. Lean and arrive. Swing your arms as if you are pregnant and getting off a bus in the wrong town. Swing your arms to number your plagues. Those arms are your perished sisters. Those arms are your broken mother. Surrender to this narrowing of joys. Let your tongue fall into its ditch and be grateful for the unbidden words circling your skull. They are your crown. They will allow you to stay in the room of the heavens, or if you prefer, the room of the forest. Swing your arms, and if the breath becomes confused, replant your feet. You belong in this room, here, where every sigh is a safety valve. Turn your brain on, he said, but barely. I thought he said there's healing in the experience of awe. Be an aspen quaking. I will get out my old notebooks and read everything I once believed. O God of my misunderstanding, at the Apple Store, the geniuses are bestowing new passwords. Their shirts are the color of night sky just before the stars appear. Stars are another chance to experience awe, as is the hospital waiting room. The poet's consolation, realistic vultures. Tell me, the doctor asks, what seems to be the problem? Me in the space of free fall, there's going to be a lot of free fall coming at you here. Me in the space of free fall. In the room of the sky, my sisters play hand games. There are geraniums on the stairs and pillowy angels in suspenders. I suspend. I match their movements, but I have become too big for the room of the heavens. I have become too old. There are clusters of others attending. They are holy, but we are far from any monastery. I am gestured at and gestured over, but each of us has a job to do. We muscle ourselves into action, recalling old hymns, old prayers, other random bits of language. It is hard to open my eyes, to be fully my body in this space. I must remember that I live, however far from mastery. Translation in the space of free fall. I'm currently going through the situation of translating some poems. It's the way a lightning rod brings down fire when the heat god lifts his baton. The way art's about precision. At the reading, the woman raises both hands. She is signing a large hello, a halo of symbols and definite articles. She makes air mean something. Her hands in constant motion ask only, what's really happening? Le monde français ne veut pas dire la même chose. And the words in the air, they also allude. They are not quite, are reborn in each gesture, each nuance and drum clash. What does it matter if she gets it right? Error seems from another angle may ignite new dream windows, some oddly Russian and deep with snow. Can I grab some? Excuse me. What's really happening in this scene? Four men steal a story. A woman flying, they say, legend, or perhaps fairy tale. Her hair is black, they claim, not softened by brown, nothing to soften the sight of a woman aloft, gilded by sunset, her face brightly burnished. She must be a saint, they murmur, or a sorceress. Then they repaint the way she looked when they saw her on the roof. The woman, unbalanced, her red hair uncovered, how she rose to the balls of her feet. Below her, church bells, the neglected savior in his plaster niche. They were dumbstruck, they say, by the sight of her, a woman or witch. The way she chose to fly, to flee, to fall. She fell, and in the market they still tell the story, a woman flying to her other life, her afterlife, human perhaps, but flying till the ground took her like a rough lover. Dream in which I cannot find the baby. Although the baby's shoes are tied together and hung around my neck. I stand beneath an oak where a child's swing sways. That might be wind, or maybe my sister has run off again. There's someone I should call for help, but I don't understand that number. Or I am having a problem with grammar, because in the dream I know had money. I am not fine. I'm poised between really and mirage, distracted by the room of the heavens, attacked by figments who live in that moment. This is still the dream where I cannot find the baby. The swing is still moving, and I am having a trouble with grammar. I am pretty having trouble with words that want meaning. I hear crying. My milk comes down. You in the space of free fall. You wait for the machines to relax and the man with the leaf blower to stop. You want the washer to quit gnashing its teeth and the dryer to catch its breath. You are against the water moving through the hoses, although you know it means to make up for the sky whose gaze is killing the grass, and also us, but more slowly. You know a secret, but what can you do? You with your religion, your medication, your new apartment, your highbrow degree. There's a noise that is not quite breathing. There are eyes cut from cardboard in the alley. There's a card in your wallet with a number you can call, but every day the sun rises like a guillotine. You watch the ants marching into the shade of your minivan. They know nature does not love us. This is for everybody that's gone to a writer's workshop in the summer, masterclass. Dear mentor, dear stranger, I am attracted to your apparatus and to your delicious despair, to your breathing like prayer, and your vivid death imagery. But dear companion, dear exemplar, what if my breath becomes confused? What if I can't lift the crowbar that opens boxed hearts? Is it enough to leave geraniums on the stairs that lead to heaven, to traffic in symbols and colloquy? I confess, I long to be like you, to snake carelessly into town, heart-free and ready for my next great conquest. There is something wild and beautiful in free fall, but dear counselor, dear conspirator, I'm still chained in the cellar, my teeth stained by bitter fruit, my hand sunk deep where it does not belong. Instructions in case of free fall. Put it in your pocket, in your tire well, in your armpit. Hide it under your baseball cap or wrap it in a handkerchief. Stuff it in your underwear. Carry it in your brand new pigskin wallet. Slip it under your armband or bury it in the soil beneath your feet. Whisper it into your phone line or fold it carefully like money. Give it to the wind-carved rock you saw out in Utah, or hold it under your tongue. So every Thursday night, Jim and I go over to the north side, which you should all do, to James Street Pub to hear the Roger Humphreys Band. It's just an amazing jazz experience. And Roger's an amazing drummer, and I was horrified one night to realize that I was writing a poem in my head as he was doing a solo, and that I would have to try to make that happen, because that's a bad thing to have on your plate. But here I am, last poem. Thursday night church for Roger Humphreys. We carry it, alter and vary it, receive and ache till we're tranced by it, swallowing sound till we're pierced by the lance, moved by it, grooved by the carrying angels who slide with the bone of it, rework the stone of it, suffer the bright holy pain of it, ream by the strain of the horn, mauled with it, all of it, crawl with it right to the lip of the pit, and we haul all the joy of it, witness the swing of the axe splitting air as we hail the new and the late of it, marking our souls if it's souls we got, beat of it, want of it, souls, I'm sorry, bringing our own to it, forced by the deep and singular want of it, beat of it, struggle and rip of it, caught, we carry the hip of it, fury and stick of it, wild rack and trip of it, we all, we carry, we praise, and we carry it. Thank you.